Let's meet our next two contestants. First up, Joseph Naylor. You work in geographic information systems.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Is Google Maps putting you out of work?
You'd think so, but actually not.
Really?
Yeah. We got newer imagery than Google Maps even has.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are you using?
Satellite imagery. Can't really go too into depth with it.
Oh,
my goodness.
But do you use Google Maps, and every time you just laugh, like, ha, 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 child's play. Do you do that?
Sometimes it is helpful to get, like, another set of imagery just to compare and contrast.
Yeah, I like it. We also have Matt Koskowski. Matt, you are an academic advisor at a community college.
Yes, I am.
You help people follow their dreams?
I help people follow their dreams, and I help people when they fail classes. There's a lot of that.
There's a lot of that. So when someone fails a class and they come to you freaking out, I imagine.
Sometimes they don't know.
Oh, you have to tell them?
Sometimes, yeah. It's one of the perks. It's.
Okay, Joseph, what song constantly goes through your head?
It's a little embarrassing, but I often get Mbop stuck in my head.
No.
That's a good song, Joseph. Don't be ashamed. That's a great song.
It's very catchy.
It's very catchy.
Okay, fair enough. Matt, what song constantly goes through your head?
I once had Seal's Kiss from a Rose stuck in my head for a week. That was exciting.
That was exciting?
Yeah.
What was going on with you that week?
Well, I was in the Boy Scouts, and it was the last song I heard before I got dropped off at Boy Scout camp.
Oh, man.
And so then it was just on a loop through, you know, merit badges and archery and grease the watermelon. And
I could see that would be a great thing to go through your head during archery. Really just syncs up perfectly.
It's really kind of... Na, 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 na. It's really...
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Your game is about music sharing, and we're not talking about Napster or Morpheus or LimeWire. No, in this quiz, every answer is the name of a song whose title is shared by more than one artist. These songs are not covers. They're two completely different songs that have the same title. For example, this is a Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch song featuring Marky dancing, boxing, and making out.
No, it's not. It's the memorable Beach Boys pop masterpiece that features a theremin. The answer, of course, would be Good Vibrations, which is the name of both songs.
Yes.
Right? Your minds are blown.
Buzz in to answer. Let's do it. The video for this Lionel Richie ballad shows him infatuated with a blind sculptor.
No, no. This Adele ballad sepia-toned video shows her in a dusty house. Joseph.
Hello?
Hello? Yes. Yeah, hello. Yeah. Hi, that's correct. Yes.
Sorry. Yes.
Just for a second, I thought you were picking up the phone. But yes, hello is the answer. I was just dreaming that I was on the stage, and then I picked up the phone. It's very weird.
And was it Adele? It's me.
It's me.
And then was it Lionel Richie? Is it me you're looking for?
Lionel Richie, please stop calling. This country ballad is the signature Patsy Cline song.
No, this neo-soul single is Gnarls Barkley's signature song. Joseph.
Crazy?
Yeah, Crazy is correct. This is the Tears for Fear song that wants us to get loud.
No, it is the Isley Brothers hit that asks us to get a little bit softer now.
Shout? Oh.
Matt.
Shout.
That is correct. This is the TLC song about cheating on your cheating partner.
No, it's the Radiohead song about a drunk guy following a girl around who's so very special. Matt.
Creep.
Yes, Creep is correct. This is your last clue. It's the song David Bowie wrote with John Lennon that ends with the question, what's your name?
No, it isn't. It's the titular song from the movie about the New York High School for the Performing Arts where Irene Cara tells us to remember her name. Matt.
Fame?
Fame, indeed. You got it. Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
It was a close game, and Matt pulled it out. Congratulations, Matt. You're our winner.
Please welcome back to the stage, Loudon Wainwright. So Loudon, this is an older song that our staff really wanted to hear, Swimming Song. So when you first wrote this song, what were you expressing about your life?
Well, swimming is something that I've always loved to do, and I think I just, that's what I was trying to express.
Do you still swim?
I do swim. I went swimming yesterday upstate. I intend to swim tomorrow.
Is that how you
can't stop? I'm in a swimming 12-step program.
Well, let's hear the swimming song. Loudon Wainwright, everybody.
I have no intention to swim in the Gowanus Canal, though. This summer I went swimming, this summer I might have drowned. Held my breath and kicked my feet and moved my arms around. Moved my arms around. This summer I swam in the ocean and I swam in a swimming pool. Salt my wounds, chlorine my eyes, I'm a self-destructive fool. I'm a self-destructive fool. Hey! This summer I did the backstroke, and you know that that's not all. I did the breaststroke and the butterfly and the old Australian crawl. Old Australian crawl. This summer I swam in a public place in a reservoir to boot. At the latter I was informal, at the former I wore my suit. I wore my swimming suit. Hey! Clap your hands! Folk music. Hey! This summer I did swan dives and jackknives for you all. Once when you were looking, I did a cannonball. I did a cannonball. Hey! Summer I went swimming. Yeah, summer I might have drowned. Held my breath, kicked my feet. Good clapping. Major clappage.
Loudon Wainwright, everybody.
Thank you very much.